Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can stream us live by going to the website, to www.guardiantalkradio.com, and there's a little button there that says live stream, and you click on that and you can get the radio through your computer. You can also go to the App Store or the Play Store and download the TuneIn app, which is free, and then find Guardian Radio on the TuneIn app, and you can carry the radio around on your telephone. So, tonight, we are going to talk about... I started off having three guests, and then it went down to two. Right now, I've just got one in the studio, but we're thinking number two might show up, because we are discussing a conference that actually we all went on this for the last few days, and we're all pretty much just wrecked, so I think everyone is still recovering. As many regular listeners know, we actually tape on Monday morning, so we all got back last night very late on Sunday night. And it was a group of Bahamian artists and curators that all went to the Cayman Islands, where there was a conference called Tilting Axis. Tilting Axis started about 3 years ago. This was the third edition. It was formed by Fresh Milk Art Platform, which is an artist residency in Barbados, and ARC Magazine, which was published, as many of you know, by our current chief curator, Holly Bino. Holly Bino started out with ARC Magazine, which was a magazine that covered contemporary art in the Caribbean. It was a really important resource. It still is a really important resource, but she's not managing it anymore since she came to the museum, and really brought a lot of the Caribbean together, because as much as many of us at home don't even know what's happening here at home, then as professionals, as curators, as museum practitioners, and as artists, we have very little understanding of what's happening in Jamaica, in Trinidad, in Suriname, in Aruba, and simply because of the difficulty of logistics, the difficulty of communication. And so ARC Magazine was really kind of the first step towards creating a community that was really in touch with each other. And then Tilting Axis was sort of the outgrowth of that, in a way, in just bringing the actual people together. So the first edition of Tilting Axis took place in Barbados at the Fresh Milk Art Platform, and that was 3 years ago. And I've been a participant in each one, and it's been really interesting to see how it's grown. So the first one was very... It was always very intellectually rigorous, and with really good people coming, but it was kind of more of like a family coming together. It was a little bit more informal. People were asked to give papers. We all gave papers on different aspects of our research, and it was really sort of a kind of getting to know each other face to face. And then in the second year, that was the first one was supported by the Davidoff Art Initiative, which is an initiative that I'm actually a consultant for. And so that helped bring some people in, because of course traveling is a big issue around the Caribbean, and so that was the first one. And then the second one, Davidoff stayed on, and some other sponsors came on board, one of them being the Perez Museum in Miami. So Tobias Ostrander, who is the chief curator of the Perez Museum, which is otherwise known as the PAM in Miami, has been to visit the Bahamas, and has been a colleague that I've been discussing sort of the Caribbean with, because PAM is really positioning itself as a hub for the Caribbean. It's identifying Miami as our hub, which we all know it sort of is, that we all have to travel through Miami to get anywhere, and that so many people of the diaspora are settled in Miami. And not only Latin Americans, but also a lot of people from the Caribbean diaspora. So PAM came on as a partner for the second year. And Tilting Axis is a roving conference. So it was in Barbados. It's always been planned to be in a different place every year to, again, give all the delegates the opportunity to discover the art scenes of all these different places and to discover the players. And also just to change perspective. Sometimes, as island nations, we are so trapped in our little island, or sometimes it's a big island, but we're trapped within that wall, which is our coastline, and we tend to look inward a lot, and then sometimes we look outward, but we rarely look at ourselves from like a sort of different perspective from the Caribbean itself. So it's really interesting to move around and look back at your country from a different viewpoint, and so that's part of the issue of Tilting Axis moving. So in the second year, it was in Miami. It was at the PAM Museum. So that already kind of took it up a level. It was, you know, super professional. The PAM is a multi-billion dollar museum, which is brand new and is supported by a property developer in Miami. And it's, you know, internationally considered very highly, puts on really extraordinary shows, many of them with Caribbean artists. And so that really took, as a lot more people came to that one because of the accessibility of Miami. So, you know, Barbados is not so easy to get to for everybody in the Caribbean. So I think there were probably about, I don't know, I mean, I wish Holly Bino was here, but she was, she had just had to get into the NAGB this morning. So I'd say it was probably about 30 delegates, maybe 40. And then at PAM, it really just blew right up to sort of 75 or 80 and made it a kind of different animal because it was less sort of familial in that sense of kind of like a large family meeting for Christmas, and it was more sort of organized and professional, which came with you know, good things and bad things, but definitely gave it a level of, again, interest outside of the Caribbean, because it isn't just for ourselves to know each other and understand each other's practice, but it's also, of course, to put the Caribbean art scene on the international stage and make a statement about what we're doing as a group. So I think going to Miami really did that, and it really sort of upped the conference's profile. So that was last year. And then this year, it was in Cayman. So the Caymans are quite close to us. So for the Bahamas, it was easily accessible. There's a direct flight, one of the few places we can get to on a direct flight. The British Airways flight that comes from London stops here and then goes to Cayman. So there were quite a few Bahamian delegates. So I have two of them because the other one just showed up. Hello.
Hello.
You're going to talk later after the break. I'm just going for it right now. But I have Tessa Whitehead and Heino Schmidt in the studio. I'm saying tonight because you're listening on Wednesday night, but it's really early Monday morning and we're all just exhausted. But we're here to talk about that. So they came as a practicing artist. I went as the director of the National Art Gallery. Of course, Holly Bino, our chief curator, was there as one of the Tilting Axis organizers. And also Blue Curry, who is a Bahamian artist, was in fact doing a residency in the Cayman Islands, invited by the National Art Gallery of the Cayman Islands. And it was timed in particular to coincide with the Tilting Axis conference. So there was really kind of quite a strong Bahamian. Were there any other Bahamians there? I don't think there were. I think it was just us, right?
I think so, yeah.
So it was quite a strong Bahamian contingent there. And so after the break, we're going to speak directly to the artists about sort of what that means. I think for me as the museum director, I'm always very proud when I travel because I really look back at what we're doing. And I think in general, the Bahamian art scene reflects very well. It seems that through absolutely nothing I've done, because it's been growing for the past sort of 20 years. And I think through the work of people like Dr. Erica James and John Cox and Heino himself, and like what Pop-Up's been doing, and Dunga Lick, and with Pam Burnside, and the D'Aguilar Art Foundation, and Antonius Roberts, Hillside House, and all these places and all these people that have been so dedicated to the growth of our art industry, that when I'm able to compare our situation with many other places, I really feel like we're doing very well, and it makes me extremely proud of our country and our practitioners. I think a level of professionalism is really high here. I think in terms of artist-run spaces and other sort of supporting spaces, we're doing very well. I mean, there was a presentation yesterday of somebody from Jamaica, Deborah Anzinger, who has a small art space called NLS, which stands for New Local Space. She's actually been on this show because she's traveled here. And she was saying that when she got home from Washington, D.C., where she'd been living as an art... she's a practicing artist, but also an arts administrator. There were no contemporary art spaces in Jamaica. They'd all closed down. And you're thinking, I'm not very good at geography, so I don't know how big Jamaica is, but I know it's very, very much bigger than New Providence and probably than all the land masses of the Bahama Islands put together. And certainly population-wise, I think it's, you know, over 3 million people, I think. And that made me think, you know, on our little 21x7, we have at least 4 or 5 kind of functioning art spaces, some of them not every day and, you know, strict hours, but we really have a lot going on here in a very small community. And I think all those spaces are regarded quite highly internationally. I know that Antonius has been invited by the city of Miami to go do something there, and Hillside House is always hosting artists from the local community, but also internationally. I know the National Art Gallery has been invited to do things internationally, and we have a couple of shows happening internationally right now. I know Pop-Up has been to Volta 3 times in New York and is quite very highly regarded by a lot of the colleagues there. Tessa Whitehead, who's sitting in the studio, and you'll hear from her right after the break, was in fact exhibiting at Volta and got into the top 10 artists showing in New York during that art week, which I think was really, really extraordinary for this small little country with only, what is it now, 370? I'm never really sure. They say 350, but it's really 370, and then maybe it's actually 380 because no one's counted everyone. But still, we're a small community, and that's what I come back with, is actually how lucky we are. Maybe not lucky because we've all worked very hard, but that we have a lot to be proud of. I think when we're here, in the art community, we're actually pretty positive and supportive, but generally, we complain a lot, right? About what could be better and what we're not doing. And we compare ourselves a lot to, London or New York or Miami. And I think we actually come off very well in those comparisons as well. But I think when we really look to our neighbors, and I don't say that as a way of kind of crowing of how fabulous we are, but I'm just proud. I'm pleased and I'm proud. And I think we have a lot to be grateful for here in the Bahamas. So that's my little kind of intro rant. I was giving the guests some time to get their heads together, and because we have all, so it was 4 days of really intense critical engagement. So there are presentations every morning, afternoon, and then in the evening we all get together again, and normally that's fun, but at the same time you're every day, 4 days, are really engaging at a very high level. It's mentally very challenging. It's physically quite challenging. And we all just got back last night. And then actually something that that the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands did, which I thought was really great, was that the Tilting Axis Conference was 3 days. It was Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. A lot of the delegates had to leave on Sunday morning to get back to wherever they came from. But actually the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands then, their director, Natalie Urquhart, who's visited the Bahamas and who's also been to all three Tilting Axises, she recognized that people were kind of coming in and being in this community, but not entirely engaging with it. So the conference is really for professionals, industry professionals. So all the industry professionals get together and they talk to each other, but it's not open to the public. So the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands decided to have a public day, and they organized a 4th day of talks, of which I was a part. And I had to deliver a paper for the public of the national of the Cayman Islands and the local artists there. So there was a 4th day that was really to help the local artists professionalize and understand the art business. And so they had another 5 speakers just really helping the local scene in terms of their own development. So that was, I thought, a really nice addition to the conference. The National Art Gallery of the Bahamas is considering having this conference come here in not next year, but in 2 years' time. So that's something I will get feedback from our guests about. And after the break, they will finally be talking. And you will be hearing from Heino Schmidt, who is an associate professor, at University of the Bahamas in the art department. He's been there for a number of years, 8 years, and is also one of the founders of Pop-Up Studios and was there sort of really since the beginning and is still running that almost single-handedly now. Running the studio space and putting shows on. And I also have Tessa Whitehead in the studio, who is a practicing artist, who's the former curator at the De Aguilar Art Foundation, and has also been, and actually before that was running the Liquid Courage art space. So has also been really forceful in trying to sort of push our art community forward and help us organize ourselves. So we're going to be hearing them after the break. We're going to be speaking about the Tilting Axis Conference. It was at the National Gallery of the Cayman Islands just these last few days, from May 18th to May 20th. And we're going to be talking about that after the break. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after the break.